Previously on Left Behind.
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Do not be afraid, for I know whom you seek.
If I come back here later tonight, might I learn more?
As soon as I met Nikolai, I was stricken. But Rayford, I mean nothing to him.
God, was that just a dream, or are you trying to tell me something?
Do not let the rabbi escape.
Excuse me, can a fellow get a boat ride up the Jordan River into Lake Tiberias at this time of night?
Until your eyes grow accustomed to the darkness, you will not be able to see the high-powered weapon pointed at your head.
Based on Nikolai, the third book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 31 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Michael, I mean you no harm. You have nothing to fear from me.
I, sir, am not the one who should fear. I have twice within the last 48 hours pulled the trigger on this weapon, dispatching people I believe to be enemies of God.
One thing I can assure you, I am in no way an enemy of God. Are you telling me you're a servant of his?
The question is, Mr. Katz, are you?
Apparently, we'll need to assure each other we're on the same side.
The responsibility is yours. People who look for someone I don't want them to find die.
And you justify this homicide how?
What I want from you is your real name. The name of the person you're looking for, why you are looking for that person, and what you plan to do should you find that person.
Until I'm sure you're on my side, I could never risk revealing that.
And you'd be willing to die to protect your friend?
I hope it doesn't come to that, but yes.
I am impressed with that answer. But I will not hesitate to add you to the list of the dead if you can't convince me you have the right motive.
Test me. That'll convince you and prove to me that we have the same person in mind.
Okay. True or false, the person you are looking for is young?
Compared to you, false.
The person you are looking for is female.
Also false.
The person you are looking for is a medical doctor.
False.
A Gentile?
False.
Uneducated?
False.
Bilingual?
False. Bilingual doesn't say enough. Multilingual is more...
The man you are looking for is Rabbi Dr. Tzion ben Judah. If you are seeking to kill him, and I am his compatriot, I will kill you. If you are seeking to rescue him, and I represent his captors, I will kill you.
But in the latter case, you would have been lying about serving God.
True. And what would happen to me then?
You might kill me, but you'll ultimately lose.
And how do we know that?
It's all been foretold. God wins.
If that is true, and I turn out to be your brother, you can tell me your real name. If it turns out I am your enemy, I will kill you anyway.
My name is Cameron Williams. I'm a friend of Dr. Ben Judah.
Would you be the American that he talks about?
Probably.
One last test.
Doesn't look like I have a choice.
Quickly, list for me the 6 prophecies of the Messiah that were fulfilled in Jesus Christ according to the witnesses.
Right. But it'd be a lot easier to think if you'd get the barrel of that gun out of my throat. Thanks.
Please do not stall for time.
All the prophecies of the Messiah were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. I can tell you 6 that have to do with your culture alone. He'd be a descendant of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob from the tribe of Judah, heir to the throne of David, born in Bethlehem.
Oh, my brother. I am glad I did not kill you.
Yeah. Pretty happy about it myself.
Who told you where you might find Zion?
Moshe and Eli.
I am one who became a believer under their preaching and that of Zion.
Well, what are you then, an evangelist?
In the manner of Paul the Apostle, according to Dr. Ben Judah, he says that there are 144,000 of us around the world.
Would you believe you are an almost instant answer to prayer?
That would not surprise me in the least. You must realize that you are the same.
We are not going all the way to Lake Tiberias.
We're not?
About halfway between Jericho and Lake Tiberias, we will put ashore and hike 5 kilometers inland.
How are you able to elude the zealots?
An escape plan has been in place for some time. At the first sign of threat, we sent a car to Sion's office, so small it appeared only the driver could fit in it. Sion lay on the floor in the back seat, covered with a blanket. He was raised to this very boat, and I took him upriver.
And these stories about his driver having been in on the slaughter of his family?
That man was exonerated in the most decisive way. Would you not agree?
Was he also a believer?
Sadly, no. Dr. Benjuta is not aware of the loss of his driver, by the way.
But he knows about his family.
Yes. And you can imagine how awful that is.
Only God can console him.
I pray he will. He has not yet been able to speak. He just cries.
What are your plans for him?
He must leave the country.
And where will you and your friends take him?
Me and my friends?
Who then?
You, my friend.
Me?
God spoke through Moshe and Eli. He assured us a deliverer would come. He would know the rabbi, he would know the witnesses, and he would know the messianic prophecies. And most of all, he would know the Lord's Christ. That, my friend, is you.
Me? What can I do with Sion?
We assumed you would smuggle him out of the country.
Smuggle? I want to help.
Face it, Mr. Williams. It was not easy for you to find the rabbi, was it? You very nearly got yourself killed.
So is there an airport anywhere nearby that can handle a Learjet?
There is a strip west of Jericho at Albira.
Isn't that back downriver?
Yes, which is an easier trip, of course. But you know that is the airport that serves Jerusalem.
He's probably too recognizable. How can I possibly get him through customs?
How else? Supernaturally.
I need to tell you something you may find strange.
Something stranger than tonight?
Well, I think I may have been warned in a dream to leave through Egypt rather than Israel.
You may have?
I'm not used to this kind of, communication from God.
I wouldn't argue with a dream that seemed to come from God.
But does it make sense?
It makes more sense than trying to smuggle a target of the zealots out through an international airport. There is something you should know. I believe Dr. Benjuda will be reluctant to flee.
What choice does he have?
That's just it. He may not want a choice.
But the world needs him.
You don't need to convince me. Your boots will stay driest if you stand in the bow and leap out when you hear the bottom scraping the sand. Fling your bag as far as you can. Jump with me and make sure you outrun the boat.
Whoa. That was close.
Here, help me with the boat. Thank you. And now I must ask you to be very silent. We are secluded, but we must take no chances.
Michael, welcome.
Who is this?
Oh, watch your head. This is Mr. Williams from America. He is here to help.
Hi. I'll turn on the lamp.
Our friend is in the corner. There.
Could I have a moment alone with him?
I will join you.
That will not be necessary. Come.
Sion, what do you know for sure?
I know that my Redeemer liveth.
What else do you know?
I know that he who began a good work in me shall be faithful to complete it.
Your wife and your children were believers.
Today they see God. Cameron, my friend, did you bring your Bible?
Well, not in book form. I have the entire scripture on my computer.
I have lost more than my family.
Sir?
My home library, my sacred books, all burned, all gone. The only thing I loved more in this life was my family.
You brought nothing from your office?
I threw on a ridiculous disguise. I carried nothing.
Well, maybe someone can forward the books from your office.
Not without endangering their life. I am the chief suspect in the murder of my family.
I'm not sure how much battery's left, but what would you like to see?
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Sometimes the joy I find the Psalms comforting.
Is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy of the Lord.
Ah, I miss you more than ever right now, hon.
Having me come back here was a good idea, Ray. With Buck gone and Chloe still healing, I feel needed.
Well, you're needed here, too. Mm. Counting the days when we're together again.
Ray, about Hattie, I want you to know I trust you, fully. She sounds like she's hurting.
Yeah, she is. I can't imagine what she's been through.
We'll pray for her. Mm. What I wouldn't give to get that girl under some sound teaching.
Well, I'm trying to get her to stop through our area on her way back. Maybe when Bruce is going through some...
Ray.
Oh, it's still too fresh, I guess. I just hope God provides another teacher for us. Whoever it is, it won't be another Bruce.
My friends and brothers in Christ, though I am deeply wounded, I must pray. I pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I praise you because you are the one and only true God, the God above all other gods. You sit high above the heavens. There is none other like you. In you, there is no change, neither shadow of turning. Please, my brothers, pray for me.
Almighty Father, I lift my brother Zion to you now and pray for divine strength.
Bear him up with your spirit, O God. Do not let your enemies be victorious over him.
We pray with thanksgiving that you have spared his life.
Yes, Lord.
And we grieve with Zion, righteous Father, and we ask you to give him your peace, the peace you promised that passes all of our understanding.
Yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty. And your will is what we seek now, for Zion's life.
If God is for us, who can be against us?
Thank you, my brothers. I believe I may finally sleep.
Then you should. We'll not be going anywhere tonight. I'll make arrangements for after dark tomorrow.
Just another day here, Ken. I just took a bath in a little offshoot of the Jordan River, and I'm drying my clothes over a campfire.
And talking on a sat phone.
Yeah.
So where do you want to meet?
Egypt. Alexandria. You know how to get there?
Sure. That's easy enough.
Okay.
When will you be along?
Well, we'll leave here tonight as soon as it gets dark. Then, I guess, however long it takes a 40-footer with two outboard motors to get us all to Alexandria.
Two outboards?
Well, yeah.
Sure that's going to do it?
Yeah, why?
Hey, this is my first time here, buddy, but I'm pretty sure there's no way to get from where you are to Alexandria without carrying that boat across dry land.
Oops.
Yeah. You got a plan B?
Well, not yet. You sure it's okay for us to be out here?
As long as we stay out of sight from the air, we can stretch our legs and breathe a bit.
So, you don't like the Alexandria idea, do you?
There are some small airports here and there in Israel. Why are you so determined to fly out of Egypt?
No, it's the dream. I can't shake it. I don't know. Maybe we have some advantage in Egypt we wouldn't have in Israel.
I can't imagine what. For you to legally get out of Israel into Egypt, you still have to go through customs somewhere.
Yeah. How realistic is that, considering my guest?
You're wondering. I'm not.
We either avoid the border crossings or count on yet another supernatural act.
I'm open to any suggestion. Excuse me. This is Buck.
I got Alexandria scoped out.
Good.
You still want to meet there?
Yeah, we're talking about it now. Let me get back to you, Ken.
Gotcha. I'll touch base in a couple hours.
Okay, thanks.
Are you able to drive a stick shift?
Why?
I have an old school bus that smells of fish and paint. I use it for both professions. It's on its last legs, but you might be able to use it to find a way across the border into the Sinai.
Well, what's in the Sinai?
You don't know?
Well, I know it's a desert.
Then you know all you need to know.
Great. So what are you proposing?
I sell you the bus, fair and square. You get the paperwork. If you are stopped, the tags are traced to me, but I sold the bus.
Okay. Keep talking.
You hide Dr. Benjuda under the seats in the back.
Okay.
If you can get him across the border and into the Sinai, that bus should get you as far as Al Arish. There is an airstrip there. And it's unlikely the Egyptians will care about a man wanted in Israel. If they even seem to care, they can be bought.
Michael, what if the zealots have offered a reward for the rabbi?
A reward?
My comrade is right about the risk. Unless you can beat their price. The Egyptians might lead toward selling him back.
Well, how will I know the price?
You'll have to guess.
What would be your guess?
Not less than $1 million.
$1 million? You think every American has that kind of money?
Don't you?
No. And anyone who did wouldn't carry it in cash.
Would you have half that much?
Ah.
What is troubling you, my friend?
I need to get you out of here, and I have no idea how.
Have you prayed?
Constantly.
The Lord will make a way.
Seems impossible right now.
Yahweh is the God of the impossible.
Michael, here. You know I have two sets of identification. I'm in the country under the name of Herb Katz, an American businessman. But I have my real ID as well.
So?
So how about we get me across the border as Herb Katz and the rabbi as Cameron Williams?
Nah, you forget that even we ancient dusty countries are now computerized. If you came into Israel as Herb Katz, there is no record that Cameron Williams is here. If he's not here, how can he leave?
Okay. All right, then. Let's say I leave as Cameron Williams and the rabbi leaves as Herb Katz. Though there's no record of my being here under my own name, I can show them my clearance level and my proximity to Carpathia and tell them not to ask any questions.
There's an outside chance, but Zion Ben Judah does not speak like an American Jew.
No, but it's worth a
shot. And he does not look in the least like you or your picture.
We are agreed that we have to get him out of here, aren't we?
No question.
Well, then tell me what you propose. I'm out of ideas.
Michael, I do not know why God has allowed this, but something deep within me says he would not have allowed me this second chance unless he had more use for me.
But Zion,
my life is worthless in this country now. If Nikolai Carpathia focuses on me, I'll be a fugitive everywhere. But it makes no sense for me to stay here. I cannot hide forever, and I must have some outlet for my ministry.
Zion, my friend, we love you as our spiritual father, and we will die before we see you harmed. We dare not ask you for counsel in the midst of your pain, but if God has told you anything, we need to hear it. The sky is getting black, and unless we wait another 24 hours, the time to move is now. What shall we do?
Oh, God, our help in ages past. You are an ever-present help in times of trouble, and we humbly ask you now, reveal to us your plan, your will.
The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard.
You give me living water, and I thirst no more.
Oh, God. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God.
Oh, speak, Lord, for your servants hear. Heed the words of the Lord. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand.
I have spoken. I have provided. Do not hesitate.
Amen. I believe the Lord has spoken. It is time, gentlemen. Let's move.
Has the Lord spoken to you?
Didn't he speak to you?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure we were in agreement.
Well, if I have a vote, we are unanimous. Let's get going.
Sion, take these ID papers.
I have felt no leading that I should use these.
And I have a definite leading that I shouldn't have them on me. I'll ask you for the documents back when we get into the Sinai.
Is everything in order?
Sion has a little cash, a few credit cards, and his own papers. Shall we keep those for him?
Remove the cash and keep it with you. Give me the credit cards. And any other identification you have, throw it over.
Oh, God.
What is it?
My photos. My family. Michael, I must ask you to someday ship these to me.
I will do it. Give me your wallet. And now I believe you should return Mr. Williams' papers to him.
If he's not going to use mine, shouldn't we try to get him some phony ID?
What Michael says is right. I am a man who has been stripped of everything, even his identity.
All right, then.
That won't work. There's nowhere on your person or in your bag that they will not search for an extra ID.
Well, I can't toss mine into the Jordan.
Give it to me. I will ship it to you along with Sion's photographs. It is the safest.
You can't afford to be found with it either.
My life is destined to be short, my brother. I feel honored to be one of the witnesses predicted in the scriptures. But my days are limited whether I am caught with your papers or not.
I still don't see how we're going to get Sion across the border without papers, real or phony.
We already prayed. I don't know how God is going to do this either. I just know that he is.
But don't we at least have to do our part?
And what is our part, Cameron? It is only when we are out of ideas that we really depend on God.
I'm sorry to call you now, but Daddy, I've been trying to reach Buck on his sat phone.
I wouldn't worry about Buck, honey. You know he finds ways to stay safe.
Dad, Buck finds ways to nearly get himself killed.
You know, Buck rarely cares much about what time of day it is. If whatever he's doing takes all night, then it takes him all night.
You're a big help.
I'm trying to be.
Well, I just don't understand why he wouldn't have his sat phone with him all the time.
Maybe it's in his bag.
So if his bag is in the hotel and he's out gallivanting, I'm out of luck?
Just try not to worry, Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
Buck always turns up somewhere.
Oh, Micah. I was so worried.
I need to keep in touch more.
Oh, which reminds me. Excuse me, I need to make a call.
I'll get the extra oil and water for the bus.
At the side of the garage, you'll find the gasoline. Fill the tank and the cans in the back.
Ken, yeah, but we're just...
Rabbi, this is for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it.
The blankets will keep you warm in the night. There are clothes and food as well.
Come, Rabbi.
Got it, yeah, I'll call. Okay, my pilot says he'll meet us at the place we talked about.
Good.
Yes.
May God go with you as you proclaim Yahshua HaMashiach.
Sion is on board.
Go with God, my friend.
Yes, and you. Go with God. Come on. Come on. You ready, Sion?
I am, my friend.
By dawn, we could be anywhere. Detained, in prison, stranded in the desert.
In heaven, with my family.
Yeah, yeah, we're that. Hang on. Here we go.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Nikolai by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.